Knucklehead time.
You want my knucklehead? What are your qualifications?
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
You two knuckleheads.
K-I-S-M.
Emotional support Catman is a knucklehead runner-up today.
Yeah, in Dublin. A 51-year-old man was unhappy about a traffic offense that had him appear in court, and they would not let him bring his emotional support cat into court. So he said, well, I'll show up in protest completely naked. We'll see how that goes with day two of the trial.
If you were watching the Mariners game Friday night, how many of you knew when Andres Munoz came in and walked the first guy that this isn't going to end well? He's going to walk the next... The Milwaukee Brewers, their opponents knew. They saw this guy warm up, and they knew, don't swing the bat. Only two of the batters, only twice did they swing at a pitch in the extra innings because he walked everybody, walked four batters.
Yeah, the first batter was just foreshadowing for the rest of them. Four balls.
Yeah, so I don't know who you want to go with there, Munoz or the coaches or whatever. But if the other team knew, this guy didn't have it. But our 9:30 knucklehead winner today is Miss Washburn, who, instead of being sick, she lied about being sick and spent some time in Nashville.
Knucklehead!
Maybe she can find a teaching job in Nashville now, because looks like she's going to need one of those. This is in the Cincinnati area. Brad and I were just watching a news report on this. So this woman is on unpaid leave right now and facing termination because she falsified sick leave, took a few days off, said she was sick, instead went to a concert in Nashville and actually told, you know, some of her coworkers this is what she was doing. And then when they called her in to talk about it, her superiors called her in, administrators called her in. After the fact, she wouldn't talk about it. So that's probably, you know, that's probably what frosted him, was when she...
You'll talk to your coworkers, but not us about it. Let's just be honest.
She wouldn't answer any questions. Maybe she would have survived it.
Let's go to the gram. And then they start pulling up her Instagram. It's like, why were you at the Ryman Arena on Friday night or whatever?
Not only is she a teacher, but she's an English teacher, but she's also a school board member. So she knows this stuff in and out and backwards and forwards. And now they're recommending, the board is recommending that she be terminated. The superintendent is. Our 9:30 knucklehead winner today, thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Yeah, they got the knucklehead red pouring. And we'll tell you about April Brews Day coming up here at the end of the month. But you can always sneak down and get the knucklehead red at the Rockfish Grill, AnacortesRockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.